If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Something special for you this morning. Someone who knew the Pope pretty well back in the day, and it's Jim Priestley, a former classmate of the new Pope. Jim, I'm looking at a yearbook here, and I see your picture there, and right next to you is Bob Prevost. Was he a classmate of yours for quite a few years?
Well, yeah, for high school and college. I went to the seminary. It was in Holland, Michigan, and Bob was... I was after him in alphabetical order, so, you know, I my bed was next to his, my desk in the classroom was next to his. Yeah, and then I went to college. I stayed in the seminary, went to Villanova together, and yeah, and I graduated from Villanova. I left the seminary, but I graduated from Villanova, but I knew Bob for, you know, 8 solid years there.
Was he one of those kids who people would say or think, this guy's going places. He's got something special.
Well, absolutely. I can't. I've racked my brain to think of any kind of story that would be, you know, not salacious, but just, you know, showing somebody goofing around or something. And Bob just, there's no stories like that with Bob. He was always a top student. He was always very well prepared. He didn't get in any trouble with the priests or anything. He was he's always on time for everything, always organized. Yeah, and he's very devout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
religious guy.
We're hearing and reading things about him that are all pretty positive. That he was the pride and joy of every priest and nun at St. Mary's on the South Side. A lot of people remarking about how smart he was. So, did you ever get in any trouble with him at all?
No, I really didn't. Now, so there are other classmates who may have, but Bob, he was not the kind of guy who was going to get, you know, a jug or something. You know, he wasn't going to get put on jug or anything. That's an old term from way back in the day. But
what is that?
Detention.
What is that?
You know,
the detention. Okay.
Yeah. You know, we're going to put you on jug. So... Bob, the other thing is it's the same, you've commented already. He was a very, very bright guy. He was the kind of guy who, I'll give you an example. Our freshman year, we had to read. So I'm like 14 years old. I have to read The Last of the Mohicans. I tried to read the book. I fell asleep in the first like 5 minutes, and then I tried to read the Cliff Notes. Even that was too hard for me. So then there was a comic book. I read the Classics comic book, so I kind of had an outline of the story. You know, I got like a F or a D on the test because, you know, the priest kind of knew that nobody read it. Except Bob, of course, read it, and he, you know, read the whole book and, you know, I got straight A's through high school. And it was not hard for him. He's one of those guys who just didn't really, he just picked it up in the classroom. He probably mm-hmm. didn't really have to study that much. He was very studious. He was reading a lot and everything, mm-hmm. but so if you're going to pick a guy who, if you're going to imagine someone who could be Pope someday, Bob Prevost was the guy.
Sounds like it. Was he popular in high school and college?
Oh yeah. He was, you know, well, we were seminarians. So mm-hmm. in college, we lived in a like our own little community, but it was in a regular dorm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we were regular students out in the campus. But then we would gather for we lived in the same dorm, and we gathered for morning prayer, evening prayer, mass every day. So we were pretty well. We had a lot of things we had to do within our little community there. But he was very popular in the campus too. I mean, he had lots of friends that were not part of the seminary. There was another seminary there too, the Eastern Province, and I think the president of Villanova right now was one of the Eastern Province seminarians. So Bob may remember him from back in the day.
Jim was.
I guess I have to call him Leo now. So
yeah, if you get to be with him again, will it be hard to call him anything other than Bob?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to call him Your Holiness or Leo. I want to stay in good graces with the man upstairs, so I don't want anybody thinking I'm not being respectful to the new Pope.
When was the last time you saw him or talked to him?
Well, I saw him last summer at they had something at St. Jude's Church in New Lenox. They had a special mass for him, and they had a sit down before the mass. With a question and answer period, there was like a moderator there who was asking him questions, and I was very impressed with him, you know, because I hadn't really seen him too much since, you know, he became a missionary in Peru and everything. I mean, I saw him a few times through the years, but he was he's a very good public speaker, and then about a week later, one of our old classmates set up a little thing at the Aurelio's in Homewood, and we went out for pizza. And then after it was over, I kind of cornered him in the parking lot. I talked to him for about a half an hour. He had driven from New Lenox to Homewood, and then he was driving back to New Lenox. That's where he was staying. I don't know if it's St. Jude or I think he was staying at Providence High School. He was very, very nice to me. And, you know, he was a cardinal at this point. So so we kind of went over some old times. But I did tell him that I felt kind of sorry for him because he had this huge job of being the Dicastery of Bishops. Being the prefect of the Dicastery of Bishops. You know, so he's in charge of, like, he's got this big high-stress job, and he's like 68, 69 years old. You know, the rest of us are retiring and everything, and now he's the Pope. I mean, he's never going to retire.
Now he's the Pope.
So but he's the kind of guy who can deal with these high stress positions. He was the head of the whole order for like 12 years, so you know, I'm sure he's dealt with a lot of issues, problems.
Sounds like he's got all the credentials and the personality to go with it. Jim Priestley, yeah, former classmate of the new Pope.
He's a very nice guy. I will.
Well, go ahead, Jimmy.
No, he's a very nice guy. I just want people to know that he's a very genuine, nice guy.
Well, if you talk to him, and I'm sure you will down the road, put in a good word for us. Let him know that we'd love an audience with him here at WGN. We can even have pizza available. From Aurelio's.
right. The Aurelio's pizza was good that night. They were very nice to
us. Thanks for sharing some of your memories, Jim. And we will talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate it. NBC5's Marianne Ahern is in Rome, where she has been covering the election of the new Pope. And what is this, the third or fourth conclave you've reported on for NBC5, Marianne?
Hey, Bob. Good morning. It is the third. I can't even believe it myself. Quite lucky.
I know that everyone said it's a long shot that the new Pope will be an American. And now that we have a Pope from Chicago, you were surprised along with everybody else that it's an American, but do you believe the hoopla about Chicago now? And so much is being made of every little thing around here. Is he a Sox fan? Is he a Cubs fan? Have you seen all the social media craziness? How has that all struck you?
Yes, of course. Well, you know, we have a lot of civic pride, and why not? I mean, come on. The first Pope from the United States in 2,000 years, I think the hoopla is worth it.
Talk about why he chose the name Leo, because this is interesting, and this has to do with, I don't know if we're reading too much into this, but possibly his position on social justice?
Absolutely. Leo, and we haven't had a Leo in more than 100 years. and it is about the social justice, the teachings of the church, the workers of the church, those who are the whether they're in a Catholic school or perhaps in a Catholic hospital. It is that outreach that he is paying homage to. Sorry for the, you can hear him out on the streets of Rome right now, but Leo has not been, as I mentioned, more than 100 years, but this is his way. In fact, the first Holy See message was he wants to open up dialogue, and he talks about social justice. And actually, the Chicago Archdiocese, that is what it has been known for so, so many years. The nuns, the priests, those who have been a part of sometimes civil unrest or maybe climate change protests or who knows. But yes, he does. He may have only lived in Chicago up until about 14 or 15 and went off to the seminary, came back and forth in graduate school, and then as he was part of the hierarchy of the Augustinians. Mm-hmm. But I think those Chicago roots are part of his DNA.
Marianne, didn't you interview him a few years ago?
I did by chance. He was out in front of the Augustinian school where NBC actually has its workspace. He saw our camera and saw the Chicago and talked to us. And we said, oh, do you mind? Oh, of course. He was very casual, very approachable. He knew Pope Francis and talked. It was 12 years ago when Francis was chosen. And he talked about how pleased he was that he would be the new pope.
How long do you think the honeymoon will last before there is some controversy or questions about his background and what he stands for today?
Well, those will happen even today. They happened yesterday, even before he was chosen. There are questions. And anyone with a long career, whether you're a journalist, a priest, and now a pope, you know, you might have some do-overs in your lifetime. There is a story from in the early 90s. He knew of a priest who had been charged or best accused of abuse. Mm-hmm. And did not notify the school nearby where he was living. That's the accusation. Mm-hmm. And today that would not fly in any way, shape, or form. This is in the early 90s when it was still all becoming quite a story. And so that has been told already, and it's not actually hard to believe. I'm sure there are others that have done the same, and not to take it away from him. I do think that that's part of his life experience. I don't think that is the case today, whether you're in Chicago or any other diocese.
Mm-hmm.
Those are reported immediately.
Did you attend the Mass earlier, Marianne?
I wish. It was in the Sistine Chapel, only the Cardinals. We are getting word just now that the installation Mass looks like it will be May 18th. That is still a week away. He plans to meet with the press, however, on Monday. And you can bet I'm working hard to get a press pass to get into that. So we shall see.
Yeah, I'm sure. How soon before the Pope travels anywhere, let alone Chicago?
Right. I wonder if it would be that his first trip. I think because he's a dual passport guy. He lived in Peru for 20-some years, and it was that Latin American outreach. That must have been the block of voting, I would think. You know, the American Cardinals only had 7 votes, many more in Latin America. And because he had been the head of the bishops, appointing bishops, he really does know many from around the world. Wherever he decides to go, that is, of course, again, a symbol of how he hopes to be this bridge builder. Who knows? Maybe it is the U.S. because the United States Church is not as vibrant as it once was. Post-COVID, they're looking for people in the pews. Mm-hmm. And no doubt they're hoping that he's the spark that will bring those people back in.
People of all faiths have one thing in common. We're all looking for hope, aren't we?
Yes. I think that was the message yesterday. When we were in the square, Bob, I mean, just wall-to-wall people, you could not move. And they waving and delighted, and I think they would have been that no matter who it might be, a special thrill for, of course, Americans, but it was that common thread of the chaos in the world, the wars, the unrest, the division. And there is division in the church. He does represent hope. And so let's give him a minute to celebrate that.
Marianne Ahern, NBC5. What are you working on for tonight, Marianne? It's late afternoon there, I know.
Yes, we're on our way to speak to the American Cardinals, who have not spoken yet. They had a celebratory dinner last night. We were hoping to get them last night. They did not. So we'll be speaking to them as well, of course, as Chicago's Cardinal Blaise Cupich. So that will be our story later for everyone in Chicago this afternoon.
Marianne Ahern, NBC5. Good talking to you again, Marianne. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Of course.